lust. Noun, strong desire. Old English, before 725. Lust, desire, pleasure. Cognate with Old Frisian and Old Saxon lust, desire. Middle Dutch and Modern Dutch lust. Old High German lust. Modern German lust. Old Icelandic lusty. Middle Swedish lust, lust. Danish list. Possibly borrowed from Low German. And Gothic lustus. From Proto-Germanic lustus. Cognates outside Germanic are found in Old Irish lane, greedy. Latin, lascivus, wanton. Greek, laistai, to desire. Lithuanian, loxnus, tender, loving. Russian, lasyi, fond of, sweets. And perhaps Sanskrit, lassity, he desires. From Indo-European, las, be greedy, wanton. The sense of physical desire, bodily appetite, appeared in Old English before 1000, and that of sexual desire, passion, is first recorded about 1000. As a verb, about 1175, lusten, to desire, from the noun, lustful. Adjective, Old English, before 900, lustful, having a strong or excessive desire, lust, and full. The meaning of sensuous is first recorded in Iron Bite of Inuit, about 1340. Cuddle, verb, about 1520. Cuddle, implied in cuddling in a song, but not found again until 1719. Apparently a dialectal word of nursery or baby talk origin. Cuddlesome, adjective, 1876, formed from English cuddle and some. Cuddly, adjective, 1863, in Charles Kingsley's The Water Babies, formed from English cuddle and e. Verb, about 1175, cousin, in southwestern dialect of England. About 1250, kissen, in Midland dialect of England. Developed from Old English, about 750, kissan, to kiss. The Old English is cognate with Old Frisian kessa, to kiss. Old Saxon, kussian. Middle Dutch, kussen. Modern Dutch, kussen. Old High German, kussen. Modern German, kussen. Probably from the noun. Old Icelandic and Swedish, kissa. Norwegian and Danish, kissa. All derived from Proto-Germanic, kussian. From kus, the root of Old English, kos, kiss. Old Frisian, kos. Old Saxon, kuss. Middle Dutch, kuss. Kuss. Dutch, kuss. Old High German, kuss, kuss, modern German, kuss, and Old Icelandic, kos. Compare also Greek, kissai, to kiss. This is an ancient onomatopoeic word. Noun, probably before 1400, kiss. Alteration, by association with kissen, verb, of earlier, kos, probably. Before 1200, found in Old English cos, kiss, about 950. Nibble, verb, eat with quick, small bites. 1500 to 1520, in Dunbar's poems, from Nebelin to peck at, nibble at, before 1460. Perhaps borrowed from the Low German, nibbeln, or nibbeln, to nibble, gnaw. Low German nibbeln is cognate with Middle Dutch nibbelen, Modern Dutch nibbelen, to haggle, squabble. The spelling with E was influenced by rhyme. Noun, 1658, act of nibbling, later, small bite, from the verb. Sensual, adjective. Probably before 1425, carnal, unspiritual, later pertaining to the physical senses, about 1443, borrowed from Middle French sensuel, learned borrowing from Latin, and borrowed into English directly from Latin sensualis, endowed with feeling, sensitive, from sensus, genitive, sensus, feeling, sense, sensuality, noun, sensual nature. Before 1340, sensualite, borrowed from Old French sensualité, from Late Latin sensualitatum, nominative sensualitas, capacity for sensation, from sensualis, endowed with feeling. Sensuous, adjective. 1641, in Milson's writings, formed in English from Latin sensus. Sensuous was probably coined by Milton to avoid the sense of voluptuous or lustful, often connoted by sensual. Coleridge adopted sensuous from Milton. Stroke, verb, pass the hand gently over. About 1300, stroken. Developed from Old English, Strachian, before 899, in Alfred's translation of St. Gregory's Pastoral Care, formed from Old English, strak, stroke, related to stricken, pass over lightly. See strike, also related to streak. Old English Strachian is cognate with Middle Low German and Middle Dutch strecken, to stroke, modern Dutch streaken, and Old High German streichen, modern German streichen, from Proto-Germanic streichejahn, noun, act of stroking, 1631, in Ben Jonson's The New Inn, from stroke verb, and related to stroke verb. Lubricate, verb, 1623, in Cockerham's dictionary, borrowed from Latin lubricatus, past participle of lubricare, make slippery or smooth, from lubricus, slippery, see sleeve. Modern English lubricate gradually replaced earlier Middle English lubrifian, recorded probably before 1425, and borrowed from medieval Latin lubrificare, which, in a modern English spelling, lubrify, became obsolete after 1866. Lubricant, adjective. 1822-34. Lubricating, borrowed from Latin lubricantum, nominative lubricans, present participle of lubricare, to lubricate, substance used to lubricate machinery. 1828, from the adjective lubrication, noun, 1803, formed from English lubricate and shun. Passion, noun, probably before 1200, passion, suffering or affliction, in Ancrene Woule, later passion, about 1280, borrowed from Old French passion, learnt borrowing from Late Latin, and borrowed directly from Late Latin passionem, nominative passio, suffering, enduring, from pass, stem of Latin pati, to suffer, endure, see patient. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, Latin passio was chiefly a word of Christian theology, referring especially to the sufferings of Christ, and was also the earliest meaning of the Old French passion and Middle English passium. The extended sense of a strong emotion or desire is first recorded before 1250, but that of a strong sexual love or emotion is not recorded until 1588 in Shakespeare's Titus Andronicus, The generalized meaning of a strong liking and enthusiasm is recorded first in 1638. Passionate, adjective. Before 1420, angry, furious. In Lydgate's Troy book, also probably before 1425, passionate, emotional. Borrowed from medieval Latin, passionatus, affected with passion. From Latin, passio. Passion Play, 1870. Tease, about 1290. Separate the fibres of, shred or card, wool or flax. Later, tazen, before 1325, developed from the Old English tazan, pluck, pull apart. Cognate with Middle Low German and Middle Dutch tazen, to pluck, and Old High German zaysan, to pluck wool, from Proto-Germanic taisianen, and outside Germanic cognate with Sanskrit deity, divides, and Greek deisthai, to divide, a portion, from Indo-European dei, root, die. The transferred sense of to vex or worry, annoy, appeared in 1619, and its comparison is comparable to a similar sense of development found in heckle, both words in this sense referring to repeated action. Noun, 1693, act of teasing, in Cotton Mather's The Wonders of the Invisible Word, world, from the verb. The sense of one who teases is first recorded in Dickens' Bleak House, but the sense is found earlier in teaser, noun, 1659. Parody, noun, humorous imitation, 1598, in Ben Jonson's Every Man in His Humour, borrowed from Latin parodia, parody, from Greek paroidia, burlesque poem or song, para, beside, parallel to, and oide, song, ode. To make a parody of, before 1745, in Pope's works, from the noun.